Sit down, Lincoln.
I'll let you put it in my bike.
All right. Guys, let's focus, all right? Last week, we finished up the second week of our Watered series. Who remembers what we talked about last week? Anybody? Show your hands. Oliver, what do you got? We talked about doing something. Go ahead. Memory verses, yes. And we, how Jesus used his memory verses to battle Satan, and how Satan used memory verses to battle Jesus, but how they were kind of going back and forth. The power and the strength that we have, like, with our memorizing scripture, you know, and how we can use it to help us when we struggle. So we talked about reading our Bible week one. We talked about memorizing memory verses week two. Who's bold enough to guess where we're going this week?
Using?
No, what are we talking about? What do you think the topic of discussion will be? The series is Watered. All right, the whole last year we were working on rooting, planting ourselves in our relationship with God.
Moses.
No, we're talking that this week we're going to be going to prayer. We're going to be talking about prayer and the power that prayer has in our lives. All right? How it helps us grow our relationship that we have with God. So, we just played a game where we got to choose experts. How many of you guys, like, would consider yourselves an expert in a specific area? Just show your hands. Like, if you consider yourself an expert in a specific area. Okay? If you don't, like, who considers himself an expert in all things? And like an expert in everything? Yeah. But in one area, you guys feel like you're pretty confident that you know quite a bit. I think all of us can say that we know somebody that is more knowledgeable than we are in any particular area. Like we all have, there's somebody at school that's probably like, they're really good at science. Or you have somebody on like your sports team that's like, that person is just really good at that sport, you know? Whether it be you or not, when it comes to like Bible knowledge, I think we all can think of like, if we have a question about the Bible, we all know we can go to Pastor Brian, or there's a plethora of other men at this church that we can go to that we can ask for just more information than we probably would expect to get. So like for you guys, what is the one thing, just think to yourself, you don't have to say it out loud, what's the one thing that people can come to you for? Like what's the one thing that people like know, like, hey, when I ask a friend of yours, like, hey, what about Elena? Like, what does she know? What is she very knowledgeable in that she could help me out on? Like, what is the one thing that, like, Oliver's friends are going to tell me, hey, Oliver knows a lot of stuff about this. And they're going to be like, he's the person you should talk to. Like, what is the one thing that people would come to you for? Likewise, who is, like, your go-to? Who, if you have a question, like, over anything, like, who would you go to? Who's the person that you go to? Like, your parents? We're not gonna have a lot of questions this time because we're running short on time. I'm not gonna say ChatGPT. I figure most of you that'd be your answer. I'm just gonna ask Siri, right? Hey Siri, what's the answer to this? Not ChatGPT, but likely we would go to like a close friend or our parents, somebody that we look up to, like a peer. But that's not always like the right option for us. Like asking our friends about their knowledge in a certain area. Is great. Like there might be the kid at school that's really good at school, really good at science, and you can go ask them for help on the homework. There's a kid on your sports team, they're really good at sports. You can ask that kid, hey, help me learn how to do this. While that's not necessarily bad, but maybe instead of asking the kid about, you know, help with a math question, maybe you can go ask the teacher about asking your teammate about help in a certain area. Maybe you can go ask the coach. When it comes to questions about the Bible, you know, your pastor, an adult here. Well, those should be like your first go-tos. But a pastor, an adult here, but when it comes to our Bible, if we have questions when it pertains to our Bible, why not just go to the source itself? Why not just go to our Bible and ask our Bible? Turn with me to Luke chapter 11, please. We've been reading through Gospels. I have. I don't know about you guys. But we've been reading through the Gospels. And there's a lot of good stuff for us in there. But I came to Luke chapter 11. I'm going to read just for the sake of time today. We don't have a ton, right? I'm just going to read the first four verses. Chapter 11. It says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." This is familiar to you guys, this verse? Yeah, it's not exactly word for word like we're used to reading. Maybe the verse over in Matthew chapter 6. Go ahead. Luke chapter 11. Yeah, verses 1 through 4. Sorry, buddy. So, in the beginning, it says that he was praying in a certain place. Who is praying?
Jesus.
Okay, if you ever read the Bible, you see that the person that starts like is Jesus. Jesus is praying. He's praying in a certain area. What do you think like a certain area looks like to him? Like, what do you think? Just like a quiet spot? Yeah. Like his room, probably somewhere. He probably just went and found somewhere quiet where he could be alone to pray. We don't know. It doesn't say. For me, when I read something, it's like I'm painting a picture. I'm trying to think of like the situation like that is happening. I guess try to put myself there. So he's praying in a certain area. And one of his disciples comes up to him. And he says, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. So his disciple comes up to him. He's praying. He asked him, hey, Jesus, teach us to pray. He went, you know, they've probably seen Jesus pray multiple times at this point. And he sees him praying and he's like, for whatever reason, he hears him and he's like, oh, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray as if you are. How many of you have ever walked up on somebody and they're in the middle of prayer? You walk into a room, maybe it's the youth, and Luke's in the middle of praying, and you're like, oh, you stop at the back of the room, and you just stand there, and you're like, you feel like you're interrupting them, or maybe you bow your head, and you just like join in on the prayer, kind of open one eye, look around the room, we just stand there, and we allow them to finish. We can all say that we've seen ourselves in that situation. What I think about when I think about somebody interrupting a prayer is like when we go eat at a restaurant, every time that we pray, like when our waiter or waitress comes back up to like bring us food and we're like in the middle of praying, they usually always just like stand there and wait. Anyway, I imagine like reading this first verse that the disciple walks into wherever Jesus is praying, he sees him praying, he maybe bows down, listens to him finish his prayer, and then he just waits, and then he asks him, he says, hey, Jesus, you know, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. So, why do you think that the disciple would ask him to teach them to pray? Like, why do you think that? Does anybody have any thoughts? What do you got?
So they can do it right.
So they can do it right?
Yeah.
Do you think that there's like a specific way that we should be praying?
Not really.
Not really? Okay, you're not wrong. Go ahead. To teach others, so that they could teach others. Great answers. Those are all perfect answers. Let's read on, though. So the disciples asked him to teach him, and he did. And in verse 2, he says, he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, as so is it, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us into temptations, but deliver us from evil. So they ask him to teach him to pray, and he does. And he says right here, he says, when ye pray. He does exactly what the disciple asks him. And he says, Our Father, he says this prayer. Do you think that the intentions of him telling them this prayer is to have them recite this prayer over and over and over again? Like, do you think Jesus wants his disciples to just say this prayer over and over and over again? Have you, like, if you're familiar with the Bible, there's lots of instances in our Bible where Jesus is praying or there's prayer being had, and none of them are the same. None of the prayers are the same. If you go back to Matthew chapter 6, the same prayer is prayed and interpreted by Matthew, but in a different way. But anyway, the prayers in our Bible, they're all different. They're all just conversations, not just like recited words, not the same repetitive prayer over and over and over again. It's just an actual conversation with God. Prayers should be personal. They should open conversations between you and God. It's a moment for you to just find a quiet spot and be quiet, I guess, and be intentional with what you're saying to God. Prayer doesn't have to be a theatrical show. We don't have to, like, have other people around us knowing we're praying. We don't have to be making a scene when we're doing it. I'm going to turn back to Matthew chapter 6 real quick. And the Bible tells us why we shouldn't do this. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 6 verses 1 through 4 real quick. It says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you know have reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. What is an alm? You guys are going, what is an alm? I hear this, but I don't know. Bible translated. Alms is equivalent to a religious, or to righteous acts. The expression refers to, religious externalities. But basically praying. Like, doing anything that you do for the Lord. Praying, doesn't have to be a theatrical show. It says in these verses that, sounding the trumpet, being as hypocrites, it says, do not sound the trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets. Like, you don't have to be praying. You don't have to be doing so out loud and in the streets, to be having a conversation, with God. It says in verse 4 that thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. Your prayers should be personal, and God knows them, so he will reward them. You know, you don't have to pray out loud so somebody hears you, in order to receive a reward. Look back at chapter 11 and then verse 3. It says, give us day by day our daily bread. Jesus is asking God to give them their daily bread. He's asking God to give them what they need. When we pray, when we have our alone time with God, when we're praying, we should be asking God for help, like with our problems, help with things that we struggle with, help reading our Bible, help understanding it. We should be taking our problems to him and asking him for help with them. We should be asking God to give us things we need, strength to overcome things, strength to get through hard times, whatever it is. We should be taking them and giving them to God. I'm going to refer back to chapter 6 of Matthew real quick. And in verse 8, it says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Ethan, can you stop? It says, for your Father knoweth what things you need before you ask them. God knows what we need before we even come to him in prayer. He knows the answer to our prayers even before we pray them. You're like, well, why would I even pray if God already knows what I need and he already knows the answers to my prayer before I'm even going to ask them? The point of our prayer time is to not for it to be a big show. We don't have to have the audience. You know, our prayer time should be like an intentional and personal time. And it should be like a real conversation from the heart with between us and God. God wants us to come and voice our prayers to him so that he knows. Like when you say something out loud, like about yourself, like, hey, I'm struggling with this, or hey, I'm dealing with this. It's like you, like, voicing it to yourself. Like, sometimes you keep stuff inside, and you don't say it to nobody else, and nobody knows it, and you just kind of bottle it up, and it's your way of suppressing it and not dealing with it. But when you voice it, like, say it out loud, verbalize it just to God, it also helps, like, reaffirm that, like, with yourself. Why should we pray? Like, what is the biggest, like, what is the main reason that we should be praying? Like, remember, we started this series. We were talking about planted. We're all planted. We're all following God, hopefully, right? We all have a relationship with him. And in order for our relationship to grow, we have to be spending time with him, which is reading our Bible, which is memorizing scripture, and which is praying. open conversation. The only way you're going to get to know somebody and grow with somebody is to have open conversation with them. It's like it's our direct line to the one who loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us. Prayer should be a part of our everyday lives. So are we making it so? How many of you can raise your hands and say that you pray on a daily basis? Once a week even. Once a month. Do so only at church, like when you're called upon, or do you do so at home, like before bed? How many of you pray at, like before every, maybe not before every meal, before like your meal, maybe before supper or before lunch at school or something? Yeah? Does anybody pray before they go to bed? That's very common. That's a good place you have alone time, I guess, you know. That's a good time to get right with the Lord, I guess, in my head. So, if so, like when you're praying during these times, what are you praying for? Like, what are you asking for help with? You don't have to tell me. I just want you to think about it. Like, what does your prayer look like? What are you asking for help with? What are you taking to the Lord? What are you talking to him about? God already knows our hearts. He knows our intentions before we even come to him in prayer. So the goal is to let our guard down during prayer time, to not be afraid to have deep conversation with God, to not be afraid to ask and pray about specific things, like not winning the lottery, but like specific things that you're dealing with and you're struggling with. We shouldn't be afraid to share our feelings. Any time that Jesus was on earth, like when he was faced with a difficult situation, he never stopped, or he always took the time to stop and pray, to pray about that situation, to take time to meditate on it. A lot of the message so far has been directed about us and our prayer life, but how many of you are praying for like other people? Does anybody ever pray about others, like family members, friends, you know, other people? Luke gave us this box. And it's very fitting for what we're going in today, kind of like our message just knew. It has all of our guests on here, all the people that have came and visited us, all people, you know, some of them, unfortunately, they've came and visited and they kind of just stuck around, this Dakota guy, but these people, we should be praying for each and every one of these people, every one of the names that are in this basket are people that have came for us. That we should be praying about. But so are we praying for others? Not just for ourselves, but for other people. All that being said, prayer is powerful. And knowing that you have people praying for you and in a specific area and specific things and certain situations, it's encouraging. It's uplifting. It's huge. It helps you deal with certain struggles, certain things that you're going through in life. So taking time out of your day to lift up a fellow brother or sister is also something we should be doing. Like when we have our prayer time, we shouldn't only be praying for ourselves and our needs, but we should be praying for our family, praying for our relationships, praying for friends, praying for future relationships, future friends, somebody you know that's struggling, people that have come to church that you don't know where they're at in life, you know. We should always be praying for others as well. So to recap. The last few weeks, we finished up our planning series. Like, our goal after that was that we are all committed in following the Lord. Now that we've started this series on water, our water series, our goal, the whole purpose that we're doing what they're doing, like a lot of this seems kind of redundant, repetitive, like read my Bible, memorize scripture, pray. But that's the goal. The goal is we planted that seed last year. We're moving into a new year. We need to take time to build our relationship. We encourage you guys with a reading plan. We gave you a memory verse last week. Psalms 119, 11, you know? Are any of you guys doing any of those? Like, you don't have to raise your hand. I'm not asking. I don't need any, it's not like a moment to brag or anything like that. But how many of you are reading at all, if any? Like, how many of you even touch your Bible after you leave church on Sunday? How many of you touch your Bible between Sunday and Wednesday, and then between Wednesday and Sunday? You know, that's something you need to ask yourself. If you're really trying to have a relationship with God, if you're really trying to grow spiritually, that's something you should be doing. We have this memory verse up here. All right. How many of you are taking time to memorize it? We'll find out after class. All right. How many of you are taking time out of your day to take and hide God's word in your heart to actually intentionally memorize scripture so that God can be there for you when you need him the most? Last week we talked. So this week we're talking about prayer and what it looks like and how our time in the word should be spent. That it doesn't have to be like prayer doesn't have to be something majestic. Lincoln said it earlier. Like, does prayer have to be anything specific? No. It's literally nothing but a conversation between you and God. Like, when you pray, it should be a genuine, heartfelt conversation. It shouldn't feel like a recited passage from the Bible. It should just be something, like, meaningful. Just a simple conversation. Hey, God, how you doing? You know, today was a good day. Really struggled with this. Really struggled with that. Really could use some help here. You know, been reading my Bible. You've been showing me some amazing things. You know, it should just be a simple conversation between you and God. Something heartfelt, something from the heart. God, that's all God wants of us. He just wants time for us to just talk with him, converse with him. So all of these things are things that help us as Christians to grow. They are things that build us and strengthen us. These are habits that if we create them now, if you guys create habits like reading your Bible, memorizing scripture, praying it daily when you're in middle school, these are all habits that are going to help you navigate life as you guys move on year by year, day by day. This is all going to help you deal with struggles that you're going to face. They will comfort you and give you the peace you need when you encounter these situations. But like we said several weeks ago, like when we were talking about the sower and the seed, like if the seeds are in the ground and they're planted in good soil, they're not going to grow if they don't get water. If you guys aren't being intentional to do the things that we talk about here in class, if you aren't being intentional to read your Bible, if you're not being intentional to memorize scripture, if you're not being intentional to pray, you're not going to get anything out of it. You're not going to grow. You're not going to have, you're just not going to see any fruit in your life, from that. So, we're going to pray and then we'll get out of here. Hold on.